That Windows taskbar, it's supposed to just stay right there on the bottom of your screen, but somehow it gets moved to the top of the screen or to the left or the right side. How does that even happen? I'll tell you how it happens. 10 minutes from now, you're going to be the master of your taskbar.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I'm glad we're together today. My name is Scott Johnson, and I do computer repair here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, but for clients all around the country. I fix computers, I build websites, I sell laptops. I do pretty much anything computer related, and I've been doing this since 1999. My big thing is that I like to teach people about computers, but without all the big technical words, because that just confuses people. If I can help you in some way with your computer, give me a call, 727-254-9078, or email me at pctutor@gmail.com. Today's computer tip can be seen at my website, along with all the great screenshots, at computertutorflorida.com/068. So let's get started. You probably already know what the Windows taskbar is. And even if you don't know it specifically by name, you do know it by sight. It's that bar that usually sits on the bottom of your screen. At the left end is the Windows Start button. Yeah, it doesn't have the word Start on it anymore, but it's still the Start button. Then to the right of the Start button are the icons that are pinned to the taskbar, so you can open those with just one click. Then you have the icons for all the programs that are currently running. And finally, over at the bottom right corner is what's called the System Tray. That's all those little things like the internet connection, the date and time, those things. That whole bar is called the taskbar. And this is Windows 7 I'm describing here. You know I wouldn't be describing Windows 8 because it doesn't have a Start button, no matter what Microsoft tries to tell you. For most people, the Windows taskbar sits at the bottom edge of the screen. But did you know that taskbar can be at the top of the screen, or it can be at the left or the right side if you want it to be? What I see sometimes when I'm on location with a client is I'll notice that the taskbar is at the top of the screen or on one of the sides. And when I notice that, I'll sort of casually ask the person, "Hey, I see your taskbar is at the top of the screen. Is that where you like to have it?" Every once in a while, maybe one time out of 20, they'll say, "Yeah, I do like having it there." They actually put it there intentionally. But most of the time, people will say, "Well, no, I don't really like it there. But somehow it ended up there a while ago, and I never figured out how to get it back to the bottom again." And it's true, the taskbar can get moved by accident fairly easily. And if you don't know how you did it, you won't know how to move it back. Well, here's one rule to follow. The taskbar can't be moved, either accidentally or deliberately, if it's locked into position. Here's how you can tell if it's locked or not. Just do a right click on some open area of the taskbar. You can't do it on the Start button or any of the icons that are there, just some open space. When you right-click, a little menu will pop up, and you'll see near the bottom of that menu the words "Lock the Taskbar." If there's a check mark next to that, the taskbar is locked, and you don't have to worry about it getting moved to another part of the screen. If you actually do want to move it to a different edge of the screen, just click that phrase to remove the check mark, and that now unlocks the taskbar. Then put your cursor in that same open area and just drag the taskbar to one of the outer screen edges. You'll see it moves there very easily, and it seems to lock right into position. Technically, it is not locked. You'll still have to right-click and lock the taskbar, so it can't get accidentally moved away from its new place that you just put it. Maybe you're someone who doesn't really like to use the mouse to drag and drop desktop items like that. If that's you, there is another way to do this. For this other method, just do a right-click on the Start button and choose Properties. A little menu is going to pop up, and you want to make sure you're looking at the Taskbar tab. You'll see in the middle of that menu a little item that says Taskbar Location on Screen with a drop-down menu to choose bottom, top, left, or right. So just choose where you want it and click OK. This is one of those things where you might want to play around with it just to try it different places and see where you like it. For me, I'm just an old school bottom of the screen guy. But at least now you know how to put it wherever you want it and then lock it into place. Now I have to tell you, this past weekend was pretty amazing. My wife and I went over to Cocoa, Florida, near Cocoa Beach, about 2 hours or so from where we live. And we stayed overnight. Then on Sunday morning, I ran and finished my first full marathon. The one I ran was the Space Coast Marathon, and it really was a great event. The weather was beautiful for running, and the race was very well organized as well. Actually, I had a lot of people tell me prior to this that it was done pretty professionally, so it made for a good marathon for someone who's just doing their first one. My daughter also drove over on Sunday morning to lend her support and also keep my wife company during the hours that I was out covering the 26.2 miles on the race course. For me, it was a really good experience. The longest run I had done in training for it was 22 miles, so I was a little bit nervous, and I got to tell you, those last few miles were seemingly endless, and I was very sore for the rest of the day. But overall, it was a very good day, and I feel pretty good about achieving this goal. If you're thinking about doing a marathon, I would recommend Space Coast. But enough about that. I've got to get back to work now. And I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.